Welcome back. We know that you're a busy person. We are grateful that you would take time to spend it with us. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to one of your patients, David, who, do I understand he was an oceanographer? Is that what he was?
Civil engineer and an oceanographer.
Wow.
Yeah, he came to us from Kingston.
Oh, okay. My neck of the woods, Kitsap County. And my understanding, too, is his wife said that his head his head wasn't on straight.
Well, a lot of spouses accuse their significant others of that, but apparently she could, she was talking physically.
Okay. Well, let's find out. David, welcome to the show.
Hi, David.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, David, I'm fascinated by your story.
My mother actually is the one who suffered from the curvature of the spine, and we'd listened to radio program, my wife and I, and learned that that could be helped by Dr. Yardley. My mother had suffered pain a lot and complained about it, so I finally talked her into seeing Dr. Yardley, and I was her transportation. So being there, I was able to see the level of professionalism and care and the science that was involved in the treatment. And that led my wife to saying, well, you know, I should be a patient of Dr. Yardley because I had developed a bit of a posture that my head wasn't sitting right on my neck, I guess, and you could see it in the photograph.
Really?
With that contact that I'd had through taking my mother there, I knew that these were people who could help me, and it's been a great experience.
So, David, tell me about what that experience was like when you had your first adjustment. What did it feel like?
It was very gentle. I remember thinking, is that all we're going to do? how can that do anything? But it did have an effect. And I know that you're not supposed to expect that things will change immediately, but that first adjustment did have an effect on the part that I really wasn't expecting. I'd had lower back pain, which I thought you just had to live with, but in the days following that, that pain decreased almost to the point where I couldn't feel it.
Wow. And I understand that you were suffering with some neck tightness, too. Did that change from the adjustment?
That has changed over time, yes. The x-rays, measurements that were done in the beginning to evaluate whether I would be able to be helped really showed that I had a severe, I guess, angle to my neck, both forward and sideways. I was really messed up, I think, in kind of an extreme way. So in the time that I've seen Dr. Yardley and had the staff work on me, my neck and head situation has changed. And it's improved.
Well, I have to ask you the question that everybody listening wants to know. Is your head now straight?
Yes, I think so. There have been some x-rays taken later, and the improvement is measurable.
And I can vouch for that. It was interesting to me, David, you talked about the science of what we do. What our listening audience don't know is that your profession, you're a civil engineer.
Yes.
So as an engineer, you look at the x-rays and what we do with a lot more scrutiny than the average person coming in. Just to give the listening audience an idea on what you just talked about, your lower angle was off by 17 degrees. That needs to be 0 degrees. 17 degrees is massive. The average case coming in is about 3 or 4 degrees. You were 17.
I think I'd had an injury years before, and it probably contributed to that. And I was fearful of winding up like my mother, you know, severely curvature of the spine.
So, David, where are you today? You've been with Dr. Yardley for a while. What has changed in your life? Are you as tired as you are? Do you have the pain that you had? Where are you at?
Well, it's the things that I noticed the most is my appearance, as I said, but there was also that lower back issue. If I was carrying a heavy briefcase or an old clunky laptop, if I carried that for, you know, walking half a mile or something like that, it would cause a lot of pain, and even the way that I would walk was affected. That's all gone now. That's completely in the past.
Pretty amazing stuff. So would you recommend Dr. Yardley to somebody else?
Yes, I certainly would. I felt that it was just very professional.
And you travel from Kingston, too, don't you, David?
Yes, it was just definitely worth it to me to make the trip.
David, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much for making time to chat with us today.
Thank you very much, David.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Dr. Yardley, I'm always fascinated when we talk to an engineer-type person, and they take a very analytical approach to what you do. That's not uncommon when you deal with people, is it?
It's not. And when we start talking about vectors and angles and lever systems, they immediately starts clicking for them. They look at this and say, this is engineering.
Now, maybe it's clicking for you, and you're sitting there and you're saying, I wonder if I would be a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Well, the best way to find out about that and to determine whether or not you are is to simply contact them and go in and find out. We've got more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., right here on AM 770 KTTH.